Welcome to the English Mojo podcast series, episode 12, Out of India. A billion people, three languages, and a battle to dominate. So far, English has the lead. English has made India a world player. The country is now an outsourcing king, especially among publishers. Read a book or visit a website, and there's a chance that some part of it was produced or serviced in India. I'm Joseph Kashmir, and thanks for taking this podcast from English Mojo. How strong is English in India today? What forces oppose it? And which way is the struggle for language dominance going? Every day on their subcontinent, nearly 150 million Indians read 8,000 domestically published English language newspapers. The circulations of some are undeniably world class. The most striking example is number 6 on the global top 10 list of daily newspapers in English. Number 6 outranks both the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Number 6 is the Times of India. English language books, too, are big. Only the US and the UK publish more than India, which releases 20,000 titles a year, more than a fourth of the country's total book production. Sure, China can produce goods cheaper, but India's unrivaled second language experience gives it an edge in the global business of information outsourcing. Worldwide, publishers outsource to the tune of a couple billion dollars. So Delhi caters to book giants like Macmillan and Thomson Press. Geography, which for generations hindered development on the subcontinent, now conspires with English. Together in the digital age, they produce a situation of high-value timing. Now, call centers and websites are milking the difference in time zones. News portal CNET, for example, uses Indians to keep its news site fresh when HQ staff are sleeping. Consider the huge effect the language has on India in the 21st century. You might think it gets protected status there. But far from securing its place, English is being challenged in the world's next most populous country. This episode comes to you from EnglishMojo.com, where you can find more episodes and articles. The premier challenger to Indian English is, as you might guess, Hindi. These two languages cooperated for 2.5 centuries to dominate the vast subcontinent. But early signs of a change can already be seen. Hindi appears to be emerging as the lingua franca of the literate in India. Penguin Books India, which always only published in English, recently launched its first publishing program in Hindi. Hindi is already spoken by 4 to 5 times as many Indians as any other native language, including Bengali, Tamil, or Telugu. On the global scale, if you count only native speakers, Hindi appears even larger than English. But, big as it is, this potential English killer has failed to win over the large non-Hindi regions of the country. In the south, English remains the lingua franca. No one can say for certain how the language struggles will turn out. It is possible that these two leviathans may have to yield to a third force, their own offspring. Hinglish is the name given to English spiced with Hindi vocabulary, or to Hindi syntax supplemented with English. It's currently popular among the Indian middle class. So, advertisers who might otherwise choose either Hindi or English, are using Hinglish. Their reasoning, though they might be understood well enough in either of the two languages, the hybrid offspring gives them maximum connection with their audiences. As a result, Indian advertising from most multinational corporations is filled with Hinglish. In previous generations, many Indians grew up thinking that if you can't speak perfect English, you shouldn't speak it at all. But now, market power has shifted to the young. To them, being understood outclasses being correct. And this new attitude opens the door wide for that mix that is Hinglish. So, will it be English, Hindi, or Hinglish for India? Who knows? But one thing is sure. The winner in this billion population country will affect the whole English-speaking world for years to come. I'm Joseph Kashmir. Thanks for joining the podcast. More later. Goodbye for now. This has been a presentation of English Mojo. Please visit us at EnglishMojo.com for more about power in language, to give us your comments and questions, and to learn about our other productions and services.